So welcome to today's deep dive. We are jumping into a really fantastic editorial from Destination Hudson Valley about a spot called Little Goat. It's an all-day restaurant tucked inside this 18th-century townhouse in Rhinebeck, New York. And our mission here is really just to riff on why this place is a total masterclass in treating hospitality as, like, actual civic infrastructure.
Yeah, which is honestly a massive deal right now. I mean, if you spend any time in those picturesque weekend towns, you know they are constantly facing this thing the editors call failure by trend.
Right, where they just end up catering only to Saturday tourists.
Exactly. The tourists flood in, and then eventually the town just sort of hollows out. The actual people who live there are left with literally nowhere to grab dinner on a random Tuesday night.
Which brings us to the founders of Little Goat, Tavo Sommer, and Aaron Winters. They actually position this place not as a tourist destination at all, but as, well, they called it a small gift to the community.
Yeah, and considering who they are, that phrase is super interesting because they're the team behind In This.
Oh, the massive hotel on Accord, right?
Right, that huge, sprawling destination hotel that basically sells the Hudson Valley luxury dream to, wealthy weekenders driving up from the city.
It's almost like, okay, think about it. Like, if a massive blockbuster film director who spends years making $500 million superhero movies for the masses suddenly just decides to take his best IMAX cameras and shoot a $10,000 indie film just for his hometown theater.
That is such a good analogy. The editorial actually calls it an Innis downstream pivot. They took all that massive capital and world-class hospitality and like aimed that high-end design fire hose directly at the locals, the people actually driving the local roads in February.
Okay, but wait, I do have to push back a little on this whole gift to the community thing,
Yeah.
because if you look at the menu details in the piece, it is hyper-specific and very high-end. I mean, they name-drop LaBelle Chicken, Veritas Pork, Sparrow Bush Flour, oh, and Churchtown Dairy.
Yeah, the sourcing is incredibly intentional.
Right, but doesn't that sound exactly like the pretentious, expensive tourist traps we were just criticizing? How is that not just more gentrification?
Well, I get that, but here's the difference. It's about how those details function locally. The editorial argues that specificity actually beats luxury, generic luxury, where a tourist just leaves and says, oh, the food was nice. That is the death of repeat business.
Because you don't build loyalty on just a nice vibe.
Exactly. No one craves a vague vibe on a rainy Wednesday, but you do form a real relationship with that specific LaBelle chicken or, the harissa carrots. And by explicitly naming Sparrow Bush Flour or Churchtown Dairy, they aren't just buying a product, they are essentially doing those farms
Oh,
marketing.
I see. They train the local palate to demand local agriculture.
Right, which generates the reliable year-round volume those farms actually need to survive the winter. Those specific nouns act as an economic engine that sustains the town's infrastructure.
Okay, that makes sense. A local menu forms a relationship. But what about the design? The editorial mentions Faro and Ball paint and Calacatta Viola marble. If you want locals to feel at home, why design a room that feels like a pristine museum where they might be afraid to track in snow?
Well, Sommer is an architect, right? So
Right.
he didn't just decorate the room, he composed it. Yes, you have the expensive marble, but sitting right on a shelf near the door are these sort of wonky, handmade clay goat figurines.
Oh, wait, the ones his youngest daughter made.
Yeah. And it completely undercuts the pretension. It basically signals to the resident, yes, this is world-class design, but it is still your living room. It shows immense respect for the local customer.
It really makes you rethink what makes a space valuable.
Yeah.
So, for you listening, the editors have a pretty clear insider recommendation. You should definitely go visit. Head to Rhinebeck, grab a Saturday breakfast of milk, bread, toast, or just come back at 7 for those harissa carrots, a slice of Basque cheesecake, and maybe a glass of Burgundy.
It is total proof that if you prioritize the people who call a town home and build for the resident first, the weekenders will follow anyway. It's how a town resists that failure by trend.
Absolutely. So, next time you walk into your favorite beautifully designed neighborhood spot, look closely at the details and ask yourself, was this room actually built as a gift for the people who live here, or is it just waiting to be photographed by someone passing through?